Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the I Love Politics show. And I'm your host, B. Says. And you can call me B. Well, you know, ever since President Obama was elected, and I remember one of the first things that he talked about, that he spoke about, was people educating themselves so that they can get better jobs, so that they could come out of school with better jobs, so that they can promote on the jobs where they are. He talked about people getting at least 2 years of college, if at all possible, because he was concerned about the future of the country, because President Obama understood that it is going to take an educated group of people, not college professors, but we have to be catered in a lot of different areas now. And he realized that. And I believe because so many people don't realize that, it's the reason that unemployment, even though the numbers has gone down, we're doing really great, but too many people are still left out because of either no employment or underemployment. And it doesn't have to be that way. And we have a lot of issues. I believe politics creates the now, which means politics created whatever we see in the past, and politics creates our future. So I do politics, I do praise, and I do productivity. I believe every man should work, meaning as in the generic form man, and I believe that every citizen should be allowed to vote, because I do believe politics controls our lives. So I like history, Black history, and I want to read you something from Harriet Tubman. I freed 1,000 slaves, freed 1,000 more, if only they knew they were slaves. That's the way I feel a lot of days when I work hard to try to help with my job readiness workshops, get people employed in less 30 days or less. I feel a lot of times people don't understand the urgency, that they don't understand that the reason we are not on the jobs making the money that we choose is that people really don't fully understand what their role is in that. And so when I read this, a guy I follow on Twitter sent this through a couple of days ago. I reflected on it. I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. We've got to do better, America. We have to do better. We can do better. We have everything that it takes to do better. Nothing has to be invented for us to do better. Nothing has to be created for us to do better. We can do better with what we have at our disposal right now, today. Everybody can do better starting tomorrow based on what they have at their disposal today. That's what I'm going to talk to you about. One of the politicians, a Republican, made the statement a few weeks ago that America needs to be a more homogenized nation. Now, I know what the name homogenized meant, but I had never thought of a nation as in being homogenized. And it's not that it don't make sense, because it makes sense. But It just wasn't something that was a part of my vocabulary to talk about a nation as being a marginalized. So I thought it over, and I said to myself, why would he speak these words? You can't wish people back into wounds. America is not a homogenized nation and never shall be. Would have been had it not been for the slave trade when white, wealthy white men brought Africans to America. It was too late now. And immigrants come into America, so homogenized nation. For a person to say that's what we need in 2015, it makes you think. It makes you wonder about a person who would speak such words. But then, like I'm saying about my show today, that's titled Incarceration or Unemployment Comes First. Why? And what can we do? That's my show for today. Because you know the one thing that I'm sure of is that politicians devalue the lives of average citizens every day. That's what they do. A statement like that saying this, America needs to be a homogenized nation and then we wouldn't have all these problems. That's devaluing every citizen in this country. And I say to every citizen in this country, every citizen that's of voting age especially, you allow this type of person to be elected. And these type of people do this kind of stuff because you don't call them out on what they do. They do this stuff because you don't call them out on what they haven't done. You pay them a paycheck over and over and over and over, and you don't mind paying them. You either vote for them or you don't vote at all. And that's the same as giving the paychecks to whoever got the most courage to go after the job. And that courage usually includes a lot of ignorance. And so that's what happens. And that's why we are where we are today. Because politicians devalue the lives of the average citizens every day. And average citizens allow this to happen. And the politicians know people need jobs. Some of these politicians have been sitting in seats for 30, 40 years doing nothing for the people, just collecting a paycheck for themselves, doing nothing, absolutely nothing. And people keep voting for them every 2 years, every year, every 6 years. They vote for whatever time period it is based on what seat they hold. They do nothing for you, but you get up and go out and vote for them. And that's why we have people being devalued in America today. That's why incarceration is so bad in America today, especially for people of color. And that's why unemployment is so bad in America today, especially for people of color. And that's why I'm asking you today, which comes first, incarceration or unemployment? I believe incarceration and unemployment goes hand in hand, because I believe incarceration and unemployment is the way to homogenize the American nation. I believe that that is the plan, and I believe that's why incarceration comes first, because once people become incarcerated in America, they are not worthy of a job anymore. It's held against them. They can't get a grant. They can't go to a particular school. They can't get certain apartments. They can't get certain benefits. That's government benefit, but they can pay taxes. Their tax dollars are acceptable But they're not, once you are incarcerated in America, you almost forfeit your opportunity for employment. That's why I asked, which one comes first, incarceration or unemployment? I say incarceration, because that is the way you stop the rattlesnake from growing a rattler. You kill the rattlesnake while he's a baby. You incarcerate people of color, time they get tall enough to look you in the eye. And therefore, by the time they get 18 years old, they can't even go out and get a job. They are employed, unemployed. That's what happens in America. And the people that's hired to be, to represent us, elected officials, they do nothing but sit there, the majority of them, and collect paychecks for themselves. Now, what's up with that? Why do you allow people to do nothing and pay them over and over and over and cheer them on for doing nothing? Today is Tuesday, October 13th, 2015. We've come a long ways, America, and we got a long ways to go. A Republican says we need an homogenized nation. It makes me want to puke. We got homogenized nations, cities, and states in America. Yeah, we have them. Homogenized, yes. And that's the way the Republicans want all America to be. I looked up some states to get their numbers to give you an idea of what a homogenized state look like. Iowa. Everybody asks why Iowa and why New Hampshire? Because they are homogenized. That's why. Get the facts. Iowa, 3.1 million people. 92% of those people are white. 3% black, and the other percentage is other. 92% are white. That's about as close as you're going to get to being homogenized. Well, no, wait, I'm wrong. Vermont, 95% white, 1% black. They only have 600,000 people. That's homogenized. That's the way Republicans want America to look. And you know what? Incarceration and unemployment will make America look that way. Because once you incarcerate people and mess up their record so that they cannot vote, then who's voting now? If it ain't the people of color, who's voting? America, you better take off the blinders. Remember the words I read in the beginning of Harriet Tubman? I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. Slaves are not just black people in America anymore. Working class people is America's new slaves. And Republicans are working hard to take the vote from everybody but the white Americans so that they can have a homogenized electorate. So that the people that Republicans won't vote in will get the seats. So that there'll be nobody there to represent people of color, because the people of color won't be able to vote, because they're going to incarcerate them as early as they can. They're going to kill them as early as they can, and they're not going to employ them forever more than New Hampshire. You know, the two places, Iowa and New Hampshire. People ask, why Iowa and New Hampshire? Because they homogenized. New Hampshire has 1.3 million people. 94% of those people are white people, and 1% are black, and the other percentage are other. That's your homogenized state. That's where we are, America. Working toward homogenizing this nation, first by the popular vote. If you don't allow a man to vote, You can homogenize this nation with the people who represent the people. We have a problem. Because once upon a time in America, being an American was enough to get a job. Now, grant you, don't misunderstand me. Those jobs that were handed out freely to all Americans who wanted to work, this was when business owners could legally discriminate. Based on the color of a person's skin, they could discriminate. Based on the gender, business owners could discriminate. Based on who they knew or who you knew or where you live, business owners were allowed to discriminate, and it was legal. That was when, in America, being an American was enough to be hired. But now, being in America, who is not white, is seen as, you're seen as skillless, you're called lazy, you're called unkempt, you're called incompetent. These are the labels that are put on people of color in America today, if you're not white. And if you're white, they're still sticking it to white people, poor white people, working class, because you're likely not going to get the job either, because that's why they're outsourcing jobs. They can no longer give the jobs to just white people, so now they just outsource them, and the white, poor whites don't get them, the blacks don't get them, the Mexicans don't get them, the Asians don't get them. They send them over into other countries, and they get them. Now, what make people in other countries so more educated than people in America? Absolutely nothing. But citizens of other nations are getting the jobs that Americans should be getting, because it's all a part of a process called incarceration, unemployment, and voter suppression. Incarceration or unemployment, which comes first and why? And what can we do about it? I'll tell you what we can do about it. We can fix voting in America by registering to vote. And if you're not voting, if you're not eligible to vote, you can darn sure take that cell phone that you got and call these elected officials and give them a piece of your mind and tell them, you allow me to pay taxes when I find a piece of job, I should be allowed to vote. I should be allowed to get grants to go to school. I should be allowed to go and get me a decent paying job, but you're coming against me. And then the incarceration rate is bad because everything that you need to survive out here is being stripped from people once they're incarcerated, but then you expect people who've been incarcerated to do as well, if not better, than those who have not. It's a farce. It's not right. And people need to quit pretending it's right. All of these word games that's played across America, they're doing nothing but just devaluing the lives of people. And when you hear a word game that devalues you, you need to call these politicians out on it. We got to fix the voting. We got to fix police brutality, which we can fix with voting. We got to fix this prison system that's privatized, which we can fix with voting. We got to stop this incarceration of blacks, because all it's doing is homogenizing the voting landscape in America. So those who are eligible to vote must understand that voting matters, and the party that you vote for matters, and the person in the party you vote for matters. Incarceration or unemployment, which one comes first? Because you see, they go hand in hand, and incarceration and unemployment is what is destroying America. Workers, regardless of your class, regardless of your color, regardless of your sex, you got to stop allowing this government, these corrupt people in our government, to devalue you. And if they're not devaluing you, they're devaluing your peers, and it's going to hit home sooner or later. They're devaluing communities. by taking things out of communities that they know people need so that they can't access things like driver's license office that's being moved where a person maybe used to could walk to one. Now you can't even find bus service to one. You have to pay somebody to take you or pay a cab. Which one comes first, the cab or the money? And some communities, a cab won't even come into the community. You got to stop politicians from devaluing people, from devaluing citizens. And the way we do that is that working class citizens must unite their efforts by voting. Voting is the way that politicians and corporations are homogenizing America. Corporations, they come together under the name of Alex. Alex, A-L-E-C, look them up. They are corporations who are coming against American citizens with all kinds of laws that are harming citizens, working class people. Alex is interested in litigation, none of it. Taxation, none of it. Regulations, none of it, and voting suppression as much as they can do. That's what they are about. Alex wrote the Stand Your Ground law, and Jeb Bush in Florida passed that first Stand Your Ground law in the nation. Another way to homogenize America, this nation. And we can put a stop to it as voters. Stop homogenizing this population. We have to vote. That's what we have to do. And when we put the vote out there in numbers that too big for them to mess with, it won't be nothing that they can do. Nothing. When we put them out by the millions. This is why I'm saying to all Americans, in the words of Harriet Tubman, I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. White people of America, working class, those who have to work for their money, those who own again and off again with a job, you are the new American slaves. Don't you think you any better than that black man who lived next door to you, because you are not. They are busy homogenizing this nation. And when they get through homogenizing it, they, as in the top 1% wealthiest, you'll be nothing other than a worker, a mule, with no minimum wage. They'll give you what they want. They'll take your daughters and set them in penthouses if they so choose. They will tell you when and when not to produce another child. With voting. If you're not able to vote, you get on your phone, you got a representative, a senator, a congressperson, a mayor, all of these people represent you, council people. Even if you're not eligible to vote, you are eligible to speak as a citizen. And when you start complaining about rights that you don't have, then maybe those who can vote this time around will hear your voice and stand up for you and go and vote because they can. And maybe the next time voting come around, you'll be able to vote. See what I'm saying? But if you take it and don't say nothing, you were born in poverty and you'll die in poverty. I don't care what color you are. There are more poor white people in America than there are poor black people. Yeah, it is. It's fact. That's because you don't know that you are a slave, that poor white person is nothing more than a poor black person to those white people who got everything, that top 1%. Just because your skin is the color of theirs. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. Think about it. You could do a lot better if only you know that wealthy white top 1% don't care no more about you than they do about me. Point is, it doesn't matter how they feel about you. What matters is that you get yours just like they getting theirs. And you're not going to get yours as long as you find a reason to come against me because my skin is black and your skin is white. And that is what people, corrupt politicians, and corporation heads depend on, the ignorance of poor white people thinking they're better than black people. It works for them. Incarceration works to get rid of the people of color. Unemployment works to get rid of all people. You want $15 an hour, they'll show you. They won't give you a job at all. And they'll ship those jobs over to other nations who have never did nothing but wander in fields, do the work, and bring the goods and the services back over here to you and sell them to you. You're happy with it? Good. Because until you stand on the right side, that's all the happiness you're going to ever know. So when you see black people who have moved ahead of you, because they know they slaves, and so that means those that were freed, that knew they were slaves, they done moved on. You don't know you're a slave, and that's why you're stuck. And that's why your parents were stuck, and that's why your children going to be stuck too, till you understand it's about the money. It is about the money. I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. Huh? Being an American is not enough anymore. When it comes to becoming old enough to get a job that pays, once upon a time, being an American was the only requirement. Today, being in America is not enough to expect to get a job. What is not being realized is that people are going to be counted in statistics somewhere at all times. Follow the order as set forth when we began to organize the free enterprise system in America as we know it. Capitalism, it works. Once was, area business owners felt obligated to hire Americans, to hire their neighbors, to hire their customers. But today, area business owners, franchise owners, and CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, only obligation is to their profits. And they send the work over into other homogenized nations rather than give work to American citizens of all colors. And so poverty grows. And so people try to live off less with the cost of living steady going up. Incarceration or unemployment, which come first and why? Think about it. Think about it. Incarceration, skills, your work history, a criminal record, your voting rights, being just an employee, it ain't enough. I don't care what color you are. Being just an employee will not give you the retirement you work for. You got to stand up to politicians and you got to stand up to CEOs. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. Join me. Let's knock this ball out of the park.